Voters in Poland are heading to polling stations today to decide whether the former communist country should join the European Union. And Chicago might hold the deciding votes. Thousands of Polish citizens live there and are casting their ballots long distance. From Chicago Public Radio, Tony Sarabia reports.
In the basement of Holy Trinity Catholic Church, Marcin Wiskowski gives instructions to one of three people waiting to vote Friday morning. Polish residents in Chicago and elsewhere in the U.S. who have dual citizenship are allowed to cast a ballot on whether Poland should join the European Union. For the past 6 months, the Deputy Consul General Mariusz Birmora has been working long hours trying to drum up support for EU membership. PolskieRadio.com. Thursday, he appeared on a Polish language radio station to remind listeners to get out and vote. Getting people to register and vote has been a priority for Birmora, and for good reason. Chicago has the largest Polish population outside Warsaw, nearly 800,000 according to the last census. But he expects only about 9,000 Chicago Poles are casting ballots. Still, Brimora says it's a significant number for a referendum vote.
People are least interested in referenda. In fact, they mostly vote in presidential elections, then parliamentary elections, and then referenda. So now, if we have the number that equals the last presidential election, it means that it's a very hot subject for Polish people, that they are very interested in the European issue.
And he says they're divided on the issue. He's heard from Chicago area Poles who believe the Polish government's promise of more prosperity and progress from a yes vote. But then there are those who Brimora says are nervous about Poland becoming part of the EU.
What is different in Chicago when compared to Poland is that people here, I think, tend to think more in stereotypes, and they are repeating certain threats which are, for me, stereotypes and are not true.
Those include a loss of cultural identity and sovereignty. And the threats hit home for many Chicago Poles who remember life under communist rule. Elizabeth Makowiecka has lived in Chicago for 18 years. She's against Poland joining the EU.
Because we will lose half west part of Poland, and we will lose our constitution, and we will have no job.
Makowiecka has spent nearly $2,000 of her own money to print and mail pamphlets in Chicago and in Poland, urging voters to cast a no ballot. Some say the 9,000 Chicago votes are merely symbolic. After all, there are more than 29 million eligible voters in Poland. But the question remains, will enough of those voters turn out to guarantee the required 50% majority needed for the referendum to count? Brimora says that's where Chicago could impact the outcome of the vote.
Looking to meet that required majority, it may turn out that if you add 9,000 in Chicago, 6,000 in New York, and a few more thousand all over America, these people may be deciding whether we will meet the required majority or not.
Poland is one of 10 countries set to join the European Union. Voters in the Czech Republic will cast their ballots next weekend. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia in Chicago.